We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Next. The Senate has a confirmation vote planned for this evening on Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. Aaron Katursky is following this story, and there was a lot of maneuvers by Democrats to filibuster and try to block this, but it looks like it's going forward.
Yeah, oh, it sure is going forward. A deeply partisan Senate is going to confirm Amy Coney Barrett probably this evening, Susan. We think by the time they get through the procedural stuff, and the 30-hour clock, it should be a vote sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. And the Republicans ended an attempted filibuster by Democrats yesterday that was aimed at slowing the confirmation. And so the chamber is now stand to vote on the president's third Supreme Court pick sometime tonight. And should she be confirmed, and there's no reason to believe that there are not the 53 votes that rather 51 votes that Mitch McConnell needs, she could take the post as soon as tonight. We've learned that the White House is working on an outdoor swearing-in ceremony that could be tonight, could push to Tuesday, depending on timing.
Looking at what happened over the weekend, you have Chuck Schumer criticizing the Republicans for ignoring the pandemic and rushing the nominee forward. But no matter the time frame, this was going to happen.
Well, it was going to happen, assuming that there were enough Republicans to go along with it. You know, and we had heard early on Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska were not going to go along. But in the end, we believe that Murkowski will vote to confirm Judge Barrett. Now that you know, it's sort of a an inevitable conclusion. It's possible now that the president's nominee takes a seat on the Supreme Court bench before the final votes are cast in an election where, you know, one party seems eager to get the high court involved. Over the weekend, you know, the president's campaign was in various courts around the country, but also asking the Supreme Court to block North Carolina and its current plan for counting absentee ballots. So there really is some real-world consequence here that Democrats were concerned about. But no matter, you know, Republicans control the chamber and have the votes.
Now, it was reported over the weekend that Vice President Mike Pence has COVID in his inner circle, although he has tested negative for the virus. Is he needed to be there tonight for this vote in the Senate?
He's unlikely to be needed, in other words, to cast a tiebreaker, Susan, but he has said, at least on Twitter, that he intends to be there for the vote. We're not sure if he's actually going to follow through. Well, probably a lot will depend on what test results come back today, but there are no fewer than five people in his inner circle, including his chief of staff, Mark Short, that have tested positive for coronavirus. And so there may also be some senators that just don't want him around, given his potential exposure.
Aaron, thank you for the time this morning. That's Aaron Katursky joining us live. It could be as soon as tonight that a new Supreme Court justice takes the bench.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.